Well, ladies and gentlemen, California healthcare workers who willfully and repeatedly decline to use a senior citizen transgender patient's preferred name or pronoun could face punishments ranging from a fine to jail time under a newly signed law. California Governor Jerry Brown signed the legislation last week. The sponsor of the law, who is Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener, has argued adamantly that nobody's going to be criminally prosecuted for using the wrong pronoun. In fact, here's what he said. It's just more scare tactics by people who oppose all LGBT civil rights and protections. Really? Is that all it is? Because the language of the bill seemingly allows for both a fine and jail time. So there's a possible criminal penalty for basic sanity. What do I mean by that? Well, we're going to delve into that here momentarily on Standing in the Gap today. We're thrilled that you've chosen to join us today. Here's what the law's language says specifically, and I'm quoting. It shall be unlawful for a long-term care facility or facility staff member to take any of the following actions wholly or partially on the basis of a person's actual or perceived sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, or human immunodeficiency virus HIV status. Among the unlawful acts are willful and repeatedly failing to use a transgender person's preferred name or pronouns after he or she is clearly informed of the preferred name or pronoun. The law states that if provisions are violated, the violator could be punished by a fine not to exceed $1,000 or by imprisonment in the county jail for a period not to exceed 1 year or both. So, Gary, let me make sure I understand this correctly. It's fine to believe in freedom of expression if that freedom of expression involves taking a knee at a football game, but it's not fine to believe in the same freedom of speech when it comes to words, such as the use of pronouns. So, Gary, where does all this end?
Stupidity. I tell you, Dave, that's what it is, you know. Yes, and I'm Ben Roethlisberger, too, by the way, in the event that you want to know. Don't call me Gary from now on. Just call me Ben. Double standard? Is that the way? Hypocrisy? Would that be another word that you want to use? You know, the human race, David, has just gone off the deep end, particularly these kind of folk. You know, the Bible teaches this in Romans chapter 1, that when we take God out of the picture, we can't even think straight. And that's what's going on right here. You know, it's high time that people begin to think logically, begin to think properly, because a thought process like this, obviously, Dave, is just going to lead to further corruption, further sinfulness, and that's going to bring further destruction upon our country. It's the whole concept of forgetting God, forgetting how God made man and woman, forgetting that God made male and female, and they're to be left that way. And I think of Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, David, that clearly says that when a nation forgets God, God is going to bring judgment upon that nation. And David, that's exactly where I believe that we are headed. And this is just an illustration of that. We need to pray in America like we've never prayed before. We need to preach the word of God like never before. And we need to stand for the truth of God like never before.